It's almost St. Patrick's Day, so you know what you do when it's almost St. Patrick's Day? You go to Raglan Road, and that's exactly what we're doing today. And before we eat at Raglan Road, I need to tell you this is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Get a free no-obligation quote today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. It's also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get exclusive Diz content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, first off, hit that thumbs up, and now let me tell you about Raglan Road. It is at Disney Springs. I mean, Raglan Road's like an institution of Disney Springs and downtown Disney days. It's amazing. There's probably people who haven't eaten here today. Actually, there's two people in our group who haven't eaten here today, so that's why we're rectifying it. You know, it's bringing that Irish goodness here to the good old United States, and I am hoping that it lives up to whatever or what little expectations we have of it. I'm sure there will be drinks. I'm sure there will be sausages. I'm sure there will be potatoes. It's Raglan Road. Let's go.
Inside of Raglan Road we are now. I don't know why I'm talking like Yoda in this video, but we've ordered some appetizers from the all-the-savor part of the menu. There was a lot of good options on here, but Craig was the one who spotted it. It says new on the menu. We got the Board of Beauty, which had an Irish egg, our Cider House pork belly, Bang Bang's chicken, and two smoked beef and crispy onion sliders, all on one beautiful board to share. The price was $45. I'm going to go through it here. An Irish egg, how they describe it on the menu here. An Irish egg by itself is Guinness and onion sausage crusted egg, Bushmills bacon jam, whole grain mustard aioli. That's $18. Then the Bang Bang's chicken, that is buttermilk marinated fried chicken with a spicy Bang Bang mayonnaise for $16. The Cider House belly is a cider glazed spiced pork belly with pickled red cabbage slaw, butternut squash, and a maple puree for $17.50. That's one, two, three, and it looks like, yeah, I guess when you get the Board of Beauty, there is, you get the smoked beef and crispy onion sliders, which I don't see them on here. So a bonus, because you know what? They were delicious. Honestly, everything on this board was fantastic. That Irish egg was like, if there's a Scotch egg on a menu or any sort of like egg like that, I am 100% going to order that. And that Irish egg did not let down. I think that's actually the best version of that I've ever had. That was so, so good. And I really enjoyed the Bang Bang shrimp as well, because that Bang Bang shrimp, where are we? The Bang Bang's chicken, because that fried chicken, it was that spicy Bang Bang mayonnaise on it. It was just like so good. But it was served with like sort of the slaw that had like chopped up carrots. What else is over here? I think there was some like snap peas or something like that in there. But that was really good. It had really good texture. It was really crispy. Everything on this tray was really good and fresh. Price-wise, I feel like a lot of stuff here on this menu is very expensive. So you got to come with your bag of gold coins. I feel like that's offensive, but I'm Irish. I'm going to say it. It's fine. So I really enjoyed that. But also, each one of us got some drinks. So I'm going to talk about my drink right now, too. I went with the Arthur's Old Fashioned, which is $17. It comes with Tullamore Dew 12 Irish Whiskey, Guinness Simple Syrup, Orange Bitters, and Guinness Cured Bacon. I thought this was really good. When I was at, you can tell, it's already gone. Baby, it was gone, and I'd get another one in a heartbeat. I was at Universal Hollywood once, and they have an Irish bar at their part of the park that has like all the different like areas of the world things. And Craig tried it too, and there was a thing there that said it had Guinness Simple Syrup in a drink. I need you to know it was the worst thing I've like ever had. Worst decision I ever made. This one is what I had hoped from it. So it was very, very good. $17, you know, I don't know. I feel like we're at Disney right now where I'm definitely this like prices of drinks are going up. So I do feel like for like a really well-made old fashioned, like on property, this is kind of like in that price range for that. So I'd recommend it. The bacon in there was delicious. I'm used to like a chewy bacon. This one was like crispy and crunchy. I gave some to Teresa. She liked it too. It had I'd say if you were worried about Guinness definitely has like a chocolatey flavor to it. So it added a little bit of those like cocoa elements to the drink, but really, really enjoyed it. I definitely recommend getting a drink if you are coming here for a meal or anything like that.
Okay, so I had everything Rhino had, and I loved it. The pork belly was my favorite. Rhino ate most of it. I did get a little taste of it, and I did lick his bacon. Does that sound bad? I enjoyed that. Not a heavy drinker, but the bacon was really good. And then I also had the soup of the day, which today was potato, onion, and Parmesan cheese, and it was pureed all together with spices, maybe a little bit of garlic, heavy on the Parmesan. It was amazing. $10.50. Now, they have other soups. They mentioned not every day, so they kind of rotate it. There was a tomato and gin, not short for ginger, but gin like in... And that sounded good, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Rhino would eat it all if we had it, and I would not get any of that either. But I really enjoyed that. What was the other... He mentioned another soup, too.
The shredded chicken and corn.
Shredded chicken and corn. That sounds good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, can we just call ahead and say, what's the soup of the day? And today I'm coming in.
I want to.
Right?
Yeah.
Just bring them all. Bring me a beauty board of soups. Okay, for a drink, I had the Strawberry Fields Mimosa. I'm going to take my glasses off so I can read it. Is that Dingle Irish Vodka? And what's this one right now?
Dingle Irish Luxardo Aperitivo.
Lemon Sour, House-Made Strawberry Puree, and Prosecco. Yeah, take that one home too. It was good.
I'm all about the $17.
$17. Yeah. I was going to say that.
I know.
Give me time. And yeah, I really enjoyed that too. I would come back for the drink. I would come back for this. I'd come back for everything. It's just been amazing. And we haven't even got to the entree yet, so stay tuned.
Speaking of the Oscars, so obviously I had all the same appetizers. I even had some Matriosa soup, and I thought that was the clear winner. So much so that I asked, please tell me what days you're serving this. Will you share the recipe with me? I thought it was phenomenal. I love anything cheese. Some of my favorite things at Disney are the beer cheese soup in Canada and at Beer Garden. And I couldn't get enough of that. But then you start talking about the other soups, and they sound phenomenal as well. So I think if you're here, take a chance on the soup. Even, it's a warm day outside, but it's cool in here. It's worth taking a shot. I thought the Board of Beauty, it's expensive. So I'm a little on the fence, but I mean, we split it with four people. So $45, I mean, that's, you know, $10-ish per person. Not too bad. I have no complaints about everything on there. I thought the pork belly was especially delicious, and I'm sometimes on the fence about pork belly. Sometimes the fattiness kind of freaks me out, but it was crispy. The flavor was great. Irish egg, how can you go wrong? That's one of my favorites. I wish I could make that at home because I just love it so much. And then I thought that the crispy onion sliders were phenomenal. Chicken was good as well. I mean, I'm not really saying much other than the fact that I liked it. And it's a good shareable appetizer. I feel like a lot of times I come in here and I sit at the bar, maybe have a Kilkenny. And so that would be, I know, spoiler, I'm a lush. And I'll get to that in a second. But I feel like maybe that would be a good thing to do. If you're just looking to, like, cool off, come get a drink, enjoy the show that they have, that would be a good shareable appetizer for family. So moving on, speaking of Big Daddy and my drink, I went a little rogue. I usually get the Kilkenny just because, you know, when in Ireland. But today, I'm a gin gal, and so I tried the Wild Rosie, which come to find out that's new, and I'm very glad it's here. It's $16, and it is made with a Glendalough Wild Rose Gin, Rockies Botanical Liqueur, House-Made Rosemary Syrup, Lemon Pellegrino, Q-Mixer Tonic Water. So some of that stuff I'm familiar with. Any sort of, like, gin botanical beverage I always love. The way it was served kind of remind me of the Lala Lavanda at Dahlia. Is it Dahlia? Yeah, the Dahlia Lounge at Coronado. And I feel like for $16, like, this is a nice serving. Very refreshing. Definitely has that botanical flavor. I, you know, like the little sprig of rosemary in there. I liked it so much I ordered another because this is, like, honestly, when I think of, like, my go-to cocktail, this is it. And I feel like you can't always find this at Disney World. So I'm very pleased with my choice. Rhino was pleased with my choice, too, and also is getting one. So cheers.
Sláinte.
Sláinte.
It was my idea to do the Board of Beauty, and I'm actually going to be the one to say I don't necessarily recommend it. The little sliders for me were just okay. Not perfect. It was a little almost too smoky for me, and I love good smoked barbecue, but this was, I don't know, there was a weird taste that I was getting from it. And the Bang Bang's chicken just, it didn't impress me at all. But the Irish Egg and Cider House Belly were incredible. And as Rhino mentioned, the Irish Egg was $18, the Cider House Belly was $17.50. So for $35.50, you could probably order both of those and be more than satisfied, and then throw the soup on too, and you're like right around the same price of what the Board of Beauty was. And we saw from other people dining here, you know, the appetizers here are actually a pretty decent portion for the price they are. So I don't know. For me, I just think that maybe go a la carte in that way, but I wasn't as blown away by the other two things besides the egg and the Cider House Belly. But if you want a taste of Ireland, I guess that's the best way to do it. And then I did not want a cocktail today, so I went with the Kilkenny, which is 1025, and that's a nitro cream ale from Dublin. And the reason why I went for it is because our incredible server Nathaniel said that Raglan Road here is one of 9 or 10 places in the United States that actually serves it, and I kind of like did a quick Google search, like, it's pulling my leg, is he lying to me? And I found like Reddit threads of like, bring Kilkenny to the United States. Apparently it's popular in like Canada, Australia, as well as obviously Ireland. So I enjoyed it. You know, I like a good creamy nitro beer, but I probably would go for a Guinness over it. And I love Guinness. I'm a lush for Guinness. Like, Hannah's a lush for
gin.
Gin. That's what she says. So, yeah, I definitely recommend it if you're looking for that unique thing. But you can't go wrong with any Irish beers, really, can you?
We started with the It's All to Savor menu, and now we moved on to the It's All to Devour menu. Now, I don't know what possessed me to order what I ordered on this menu, because I felt like I was like, well, I wanted to do something like that seemed a little more, you know, Irish, that part of the world. I ordered a chicken. I don't know what I was thinking. So I went with the Mima's Best Chicken. This is a roasted Springer Mountain Farms chicken breast with Raglan signature potato cake, confit butternut squash, grilled tender stem broccoli, sautéed spinach, and roast chicken gravy, all for $28.50. I am going to say this. I know it may seem like the most basic thing, and, oh, why'd you get that? It was delicious. Everything on that plate was very good. The one thing that was a little weird is the, I guess when I was thinking of confit butternut squash, I was thinking like, oh, it'll be really soft butternut squash. I don't think I know what confit means. And it basically came out as like a, like, think about like a hockey puck. And it was like that texture of what I imagine it would be to bite into a butternut squash, which isn't bad. I mean, it was cooked and stuff. It was just, I've never had butternut squash like that before. So that was good. And I love butternut squash. So no complaints really there. I thought the signature potato cake was really, really good. That came out in like a square. So I'm imagining it's made in these giant rectangular like sheet cake pans or something. I could be way off, but I love a potato. So that was really good. And like I said, that chicken was just cooked like perfectly. All in all, I thought this was a great meal, and I felt like it was very filling. $28.50, I definitely feel like is a little on the pricey side. Like I said earlier, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but a lot of the prices here seem a little higher, but I enjoyed it.
All right, it's All to Devour. I chose the gnocchi si gnocchi do, and I think I was the winner today. It's handmade potato gnocchi, seared Foley's George's Bank scallops, crispy pork belly, nothing wrong about that, tomatoes and kale in a white wine butter sauce. $33. I think it was worth it. Good. Right? Gnocchi, good. Scallops, good. Pork belly. There was just enough kale to give you some greenery, so it wasn't, because I'm not a big kale person, but I enjoyed it. It was very rich. Craig said when I was eating it that he couldn't finish it all. That challenge on. I ate it all because that's what I do, and it's the only meal I'm going to eat today, so I'm good. It was very rich. Very rich. It's a eat alone in the closet kind of meal, or fall asleep right after you eat it meal. I enjoyed it. I would get it again. I'm going to think about it tomorrow when I'm eating SpaghettiOs at home, or whatever it is I eat. I don't know. But I definitely enjoyed it. I would get it again. I tried... No, I didn't try anybody else's. Did I? No. I didn't. I was quite happy with what I had, and I didn't. Everybody else had inferior food, so I'm good.
For my entree, I chose the Worth the Wait beef sandwich for $27, and it is a 12-hour braised beef with garlic aioli, sautéed mushrooms, crispy onions, and smoked cheddar on ciabatta. I thought it basically was kind of like a pot roast. I thought the addition of the cheddar and the aioli was made it a little bit more unique. The ciabatta was almost too much. I really didn't even eat it like a sandwich. I just kind of ate it like a pot roast. I did a little bit of an upcharge, and for my chips, I did the garlic Parmesan chips. It was a $2 upcharge, and they were okay. I think I was expecting more of, I don't know, more garlic than was in there. Maybe that was just me. It would have been nice if it served with aioli on the side too. That would have been really great. I feel like honestly for $27, I don't think I would get that again. I don't feel like it was worth the price, and it wasn't anything, spectacular. I mean, I feel like kind of a roast beef sandwich you can get plenty of other places. It did have a good flavor to it. I could definitely taste the garlic, and it was a good portion of the braised beef. But if I had to do this again, I would absolutely get Teresa's entree. The gnocchi, I've never had gnocchi like that, where it was just like really buttery, melt in your mouth. That was amazing, and that was unique. So I would definitely recommend that. But mine was good. It wasn't stellar, and I don't think it's worth the $27 price tag, but I'm full and still happy.
Today I did math, and I discovered that bangers plus mash equals yum, and it cost $27. It's Cheshire Heritage Pork, Irish Banger, Champ Mashed Potato, Traditional Red Wine Jus, and Crispy Fried Onions, and... Oh, man, this was a hard one because for me it was between the bangers and mash or the shepherd's pie to try. And ultimately, I just thought that the bangers and mash had a more clever name, so that's why I ended up going with that. But I don't really have any complaints about it. I did think that Teresa's was a little too rich for my blood, and because of that, it's not something that I would order, whereas the bangers and mash, the red wine jus added a little bit of sweetness overall, but it still was a very savory dish. I actually added a little bit of malt vinegar, like a monster, to it to add a little extra zip to it, but the sausage was good. It had just like the slightest little bit of... Had a little bit of snap to the casing, but not too terrible. The mashed potatoes were mashed potatoes. $27, it was delicious, but I would have been happy if I would have paid like $20 for that. $27 is pretty insane.
Now, the dessert menu is called Swoon. And I feel like we came to agreement. We ordered one dessert, and it was recommended by our server. And if you've been watching this channel, listening to this podcast for a while, you know that if there is bread pudding on the menu, we will be ordering a bread pudding. So there is Gurr's bread and butter pudding, like no other you have ever tried, believe us. That was $12. And I do believe them because every other person at this table had some sassy comments to make about this bread pudding. I thought it was delicious. I really enjoyed it. It definitely was on the... I don't know, thicker side, like denser, but it was still had that squishiness of bread pudding I liked. It came with a side of creme anglaise. I don't even know if I said that right. I just ran through it. And I believe it was pronounced butterscotch was the other item, which were definitely like drizzling those on top of the bread pudding. I really liked it. I don't know. I liked it a lot. I feel bad. I think I'm the only one at the table who like really enjoyed it. There were a couple raisins on top, couple raisins in the bottom. Raisins didn't really bother me, so I was fine with it. They weren't running throughout the bread pudding, so I was fine with that.
Okay, my thoughts on the dessert. I enjoyed it. I could have used a little more butterscotch on top because our Hannah, mm-hmm. spewed it all over the table like it was just...
I did that.
Literally. Right? You're looking at it, it's just nasty. So I had to wait for more. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I was worried that there was going to be too many raisins on it because I'm not a fan of raisins. Bread pudding, to me, should not have raisins in it. There was some on top. There was some on the bottom. I just ate the middle. It was good. It was yummy. Not as good as Mama's, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I'd get it again.
So moving on to dessert. I didn't like it. I didn't like bread pudding. Okay, so let me preface this. I am not a huge bread pudding fan. When I think of bread pudding, I think of like cinnamon, overly sweet, kind of like sopping with that, with the cream and the sauce. And I don't know. It just, it was, so when it comes out, it kind of looks like a giant muffin. Like it's very bready. And you pour the sauce on top. Or if you're me, you spill half of it on the table. So that could have been part of the problem. But I just felt like it wasn't, believe it or not, as sweet as I want it to be. And it had too much of that just like, I don't know, eggy bread texture. So I wasn't a fan. The only thing I'll say is that the portion size is huge. We easily split it between four people. So I feel like that was one of the better values here. But I won't be getting it again. Didn't care for it.
The bread pudding to me was great once you combined it with the crème anglaise and the butterscotch. But it by itself was not good at all. I did not care for the flavor of it. Maybe it's just that the bread puddings I'm normally getting already have that like ingredient that makes it special and unique already part of it. So it's coming to the table already prepared. But this, like, I started off with the creme anglaise and I was like, that's still not doing anything for it. It needed the butterscotch. And I don't know, maybe just revamp how you're doing this and come up with a new recipe, even though this is from the grandmother's like 100-year-old recipe or something. I'm making up numbers with that. They didn't say. It's a recipe passed down through the family, though. For me, I think I would start to revamp this one a little bit and get a new one. But I, you know, obviously we'll call Rhino the expert of our team when it comes to bread pudding. So if he says it's good, trust him.
The time has come for us to give our numbers. So starting with ambiance, I have this at a 7. We are dining here for lunchtime, and it's great right now. It's not super full. There's, you know, a big wide-open restaurant. I feel like where we ended up sitting at in the library section, we have a nice table. It's long. We have privacy here. And where we were originally sitting, we were at a high top in the main area, and that felt a little small and crammed. So, you know, there's short tables, there's tall tables, there's long tables, I feel like I'm a Dr. Seuss book right now, but you could end up in a bunch of different areas and things like that. So just something to keep in mind. Also, that I believe in the evening, I don't know if it happens every day, if it's on the weekends or when it happens, there are, I believe, dancers that come out, may do some sort of like Irish jig sort of a thing. And so I think it probably could end up getting very loud in here. So that's the reason why I have it at a 7. Otherwise, it may be like a little higher because I do enjoy the vibe. But for food preparation and presentation, I have it at an 8. I thought everything as it came out looked really good. I thought the board, the board of beauty, I thought that was pretty. Like, so it lived up to the name, and I thought my dish came out and it looked beautiful the way it was served. So I enjoyed that. In terms of quality of the taste, I also have that at an 8. I thought I liked every single thing I had. I said it already throughout this video. I liked everything on the beauty board. I liked my meal. And I really enjoyed the bread pudding. I did have a taste of Hannah's sandwich, and I did not care for that. And I feel like I tried something else that maybe wasn't like my favorite. No, yeah, I had a bite of Teresa's, and that was delicious as well. So I have it at like an 8. Service, 10. I thought he was excellent, very accommodating. Like I said, when we asked if we could just move to a little bit of a larger table, he did it without skipping a beat. He's been incredibly attentive, but also letting us do what we do when we do these without, you know, without hovering or intervention or any of that stuff. So he's been absolutely excellent. So 10 for that. Cost, I have it at 6. I've said it. We've all going to say it. I feel like the prices are a little bit kind of all over the place. I feel like the bread pudding was a good price for $12. But the rest of the stuff seems to strike a little bit higher. So when you're going to come here and you're going to dine here, which I think is worth doing, I think you have to be prepared to just drop a little bit of the coin. So There's a couple things to remember. They do an annual pass holder discount, but it's only Monday through Friday, and it's only during lunchtime. And, you know, there is a quick service version of this on the side that's Cook's. There is a bar outside called the Hole in the Wall Bar, and they have a really good happy hour that I believe runs, you know, like 11 to 5 over there, where they have like $6 beers, $6 wells, stuff like that. But if you were looking for somewhere to get out of the heat and come and hang out, what I really like is you can come inside and sit at the bar in here. It's a very beautiful bar with a plenty of things on tap, a full range of liquor. It's nice. This is a place where I feel like I'm kind of shocked I've been here as long as I have, and this is my first time coming, like, dining in here, and I will definitely return after the experience I had today and would recommend it to anybody that asked.
I forgot to say my numbers. Can you do it?
Rado can't do math today. His total numbers were 39 out of 50. That's 39 out of 50 for Ryan Clavin. On to me and what I think, which is most important to me, ambiance. I've been here before. I was looking forward to coming back. I loved it. It doesn't disappoint. It is a little dark. Your eyes have to adjust when you come in. And where we're sitting, there is some bright lights coming in, but it's still enough darkness that I like. I look best in darkness, and I like that. I gave it a 7. It is a little loud, and Rhino is correct. In the evening, it is even louder. But that doesn't really bother me too much, so I'm good with that, but a 7. Food preparation and presentation. The food arrived. I was in love. I loved it all. I had to wait for the director, producer, what's his name, Craig, to take his pictures, and all I could think about was my food, giving my food. And then we switched tables, which was okay. I was on board with that, and actually it was my idea.
It was.
Because I knew that high top was going to be way too little for me to, you know, my legs were going numb. So, all right. Oh, my numbers went down. Okay, so quality of taste.
You didn't give your number.
Oh, 9. Shut up.
I didn't even notice.
Food prep, a 9. I gave it a 9. It was beautiful. My food, everybody's food was beautiful. Hannah's looked like, you know, it looked beautiful, but I couldn't even taste it. But I'm not into what you're adding. So it was a 9. Quality of taste. Once he finished photographing my beautiful food, I enjoyed it immensely. I shared a little bit. I didn't want to overshare because I wanted it all myself. I gave that a 9. Straight up 9. I would have given it a 10 if I were alone in a closet eating by myself, but I had to be out here in public, so a 9. Service, 10. Straight up. Straight up. He accommodated us. He moved us when we needed. He was always attentive and coming back. And, yeah, I think it's one of the better servers I've ever had. Oh, and he brought me water to go. I hope it's water. Anyway, I give service a 10. Cost, it was pricey. I think mine might have been one of the more pricey of the ones we had, the meal, but I give it a 7. I think it's worth it, but you got to plan. This isn't the kind of meal you're going to have every day when you're here. I wish I could, but then I've got a nap scheduled for in about an hour when I get home, if I can make it home in time. So my total, 43 out of 50, which is pretty high for me, I think. I enjoyed it. I'd come back. Come on. Call me. We'll come back together. Well, maybe not you, Craig, but anybody else.
Ambiance. I'm going to give it an 8. I like it in here. I like it. Feels cozy. I've always wanted to sit in one of these seats. It just is cozy and comfortable. I feel like I can spread out. I can people watch. And then I love the Irish dancers. I'm surprised they aren't out. Like, I think they normally are out during the day on the weekends, but it's a quick show. It's like a 10, 15 minute show. So I don't feel like it, you know, takes over your whole dining experience. So, you know, there are breaks where you can talk at your table, but I think it's unique. And I also enjoy, I think it's come up, you can walk in and go to the bar. You can order food at the bar. And I think that gives a nice option at Disney Springs to, like, come have a break, have a show, have a drink, have an appetizer, have a full meal if you want to. Food preparation and presentation. I gave a 7, and I probably would have given it higher, but I think probably because of my dish, which, in all fairness, it is what it is. Like, so I got the basically the pot roast sandwich with fries. There's not a whole lot you can do special with that, and, you know, it didn't look super appetizing. I still liked it okay. But yeah, I feel like everything like either had a garnish or was prepared thoughtfully. So really no complaints there. Was it signature level dining presentation? No, but it was good. It was solid. Quality of taste, I'm actually going to give a 6. And I kind of am on the fence about that. And I think it's just because of what I ordered. Like, I didn't love the bread pudding. I thought my dish was okay. But I love the appetizers that we had. I love the soup. I love Teresa's dish. So I think if I had ordered different things, I probably would have been closer to like an 8 on that. Service has got to be a 10. Our waiter was just so friendly and personable. But I also felt that about like who we talked to at the host stand, and the manager came over at one point and was very friendly. So yeah, no complaints there. Really appreciate them. They also gave, I feel like our waiter took time to like give some facts about the restaurant and answer our questions and just gave it a little bit of that extra Disney touch. I am going to give costs a 6 as well. I do really enjoy it here, but I don't come very often because of the cost. I feel like it's just above that threshold of what, you know, I would be comfortable paying for. Like, I feel like my sandwich, even at Disney, should be like an $18 sandwich. So like, you know, almost $10 less than what it actually was. Yeah, so a little on the high side. I think there's ways around that. Like, I've been for brunch before, and it's cost a little bit. It's a little bit more reasonably priced. They have that on the weekends. So yeah, overall, I'm at a 37 or out of 50 or a 3.7 out of 5. And this is a place I'll definitely come back to. I've always wanted to come for St. Patrick's Day, but it just seems like it would be something that's crowded. So it's cool to be here right before St. Patrick's Day, get that kind of, you know, that feel without having to deal with the crowds. It is a busy time of year, and the restaurant isn't that crowded. So that's something to keep in mind if you're looking to do something different and maybe don't have a reservation. This might be a good option for you. So anyways, happy St. Patrick's Day.
For ambiance, I'm giving it a 6. It's not bad, but I don't know. I've never eaten here before, so from the outside I've always kind of like wondered what it was like inside, and while I guess it fits the theme of the restaurant, there's just nothing about it that's like calling me. It's that mixture of it's both aggressively dark and aggressively bright in areas, and yeah, I don't know, it's kind of echoey. It's not my exact vibe, but I do like all of the Irish music that's playing in the background, and kudos to them for not including U2, because as we all know, U2 is awful. So moving on to food prep and presentation, I gave that, and I think I screwed up my numbers there and got them backwards, but food prep and presentation, I gave it an 8 because I thought that everything arrived at our table looking really good outside of Anna's sandwich. We've talked about that enough. That was a little like, it's just like not all the way there, but everything that was set down in front of me to eat, I thought looked really, really pretty for what kind of feels like a, you know, a casual restaurant, like the Irish version of an Applebee's or Chili's. And so for quality and taste, I'm going at a 7 just because I wasn't as blown away with some of the appetizers outside of the soup and like the Irish egg and the pork belly. My dish was good. The bread pudding, no thank you. Ryan, you can finish the rest of this as soon as we're done. So it was, you know, there was peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys. For service, 10, enough said there by everyone else here. And overall, I'm giving the cost a 4 because for me, outside of Teresa's dish, I felt like that might have been fairly priced. I think what Ryan had, what Hannah had, what I had, I felt like that should have been somewhere in like the $18 to $22 range at most. And it was significantly above that, very, very overpriced. And even like the appetizer, the platter that we got, I feel like if that would have been $30, I would have been busy. This is a great, great deal for that. So it's just a little too aggressive in pricing for me, considering, you know, everything that we just talked about. And then also considering other restaurants around this area in Disney Springs. I wouldn't be so fast to jump here and spend that much money. And honestly, if I wanted the same type of food, I would just go over to Cooks of Dublin, the quick service, and I would feel much better with the money I'm spending there. If math serves me correct, and it might not, I believe that leaves me with a 3.5 out of 5. that's it for this review. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did and you want to support us more, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Get a free no obligation quote today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. If you want to also get exclusive Diz Team content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comment section, and let us know where we need to go eat next. And if you're listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us great ratings and reviews when possible. But that's it for us here at Raglan Road at Disney Springs. I truly hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again soon with another Disney dining review. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay hungry. Sláinte.
Yummy, yummy.